Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and the Sentinel back for another week. It's been a huge week for both our papers, which celebrated on Friday night at the Queensland Country Press Association Awards. Bit of self-serving promotion here for us. We received 11 awards across the Glasshouse paper and the Sentinel newspaper for all our efforts. Lots of journalistic awards, including Young Journalist of the Year, Kira Livingston, who writes for Sport for the Sentinel and the Cross Glasshouse papers, and also plenty of other great awards as well. So check out the newspapers this week for a little bit more information on that. But it's testament, I guess, to the work my team does across the Somerset, Moreton Bay and Sunshine Coast hinterland regions with their communities each week. So that's enough of us though. Other news across Glasshouse paper, Eastern Lawyers were inducted into the Glassies Hall of Fame. There's awards on everywhere this week, it seems, at the annual Local Business Awards in recognition of their years of tireless service to the Mulaney and hinterland communities. So that's one to look out for as well. There's a whole list across the Somerset Sentinel paper as well about the winners there. It was held at the Woodford Hotel and a great night had by all. We've got a follow to our story about Mulaney Manor. This is the state government that's now backing support for the project, a luxury accommodation project that was rejected by Sunshine Coast Council earlier this year. So it's interesting to see the, I guess, the input the state government is having on projects around here. Another one is a proposed ministerial call-in for the Comiskey Group's 150-hectare festival site at Coogeen Creek. It's ignited a little political tension and divided community opinion on the Sunshine Coast, with concerns raised about planning integrity and proper process. So there's plenty more to come there. I've got a story from the Queensland Taxi Licence Owners Association saying it would be premature to issue an additional taxi licence on the hinterland without significant reforms to the taxi and rideshare sectors. This comes after we reported a number of customers being left stranded after they've booked taxis that have never arrived. I've also got a serious story about homelessness. The Nambour Salvation Army is seeing a sharp increase in homelessness across the hinterland, rising numbers of vulnerable residents, particularly elderly women, seeking urgent support as winter looms. And of course, we can't finish without talking about the Mulaney show. So unfortunate for them, the rain ban swept across Friday and Saturday, making for a very soggy show. Still, hundreds, thousands of people turned out, and there was also a lovely wedding that was held on Friday, and we've got beautiful pictures from that as well. So still well done everyone there for pushing through. Over at the Sentinel, the Chris Afulli government is delivering a major multi-million dollar incentive program to support and strengthen general practice in Queensland throughout 2025. Maureen has been writing extensively about issues with doctor shortages in Kilcoy in particular, so we have more information coming there. And delivery of significant infrastructure and strategic city building projects has been boosted through almost $800 million secured by Moreton Bay Council. So have a read for what sort of projects might be funded through there as well. So plenty of stories across the Sentinel and Glasshouse papers. It's been great to be back for another week, and I'll see you next Monday. This is Mitch on 101.5.